I didn't know what was wrong. I felt I did about half the work I usually do. And here's a couple of pictures in Argentina this year. And in Argentina, I preach every Sunday, and I usually preach two or three times during the week. And besides preaching, I work out at a camp. And I love to work, and I love to get into it. But this year, I was so tired. I didn't know what was on. I was up the ladder, down the ladder, and I'd have to sit down. We really didn't know what the problem was. And yet I still got up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was out at 7:30, and I'd work and come home for breakfast and work and come home for siesta and work and to finish about 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Working with a shovel and the pick and the rastrilla, the rake just enjoying camp work. I got saved at Amble Island Bible Camp 63 years ago, and I've worked every summer at camp since. But I was tired. I didn't know what was going on. So I came back to Vancouver after 3 months of working like that, and I continued preaching. And here I am in mission, and I would preach, and I would finish preaching, and I would be... And it wasn't easy, so I... And then also here in Vancouver in April and May, I helped friends. When a friend needed help, here I moved that shed behind there with 2x2s and 4x4s and just getting into the work. And then I'd have to sit down and rest. And I was having a terrible time. And I thought, well, it's my breathing. It's my lungs. So I went in and had some lung test. And they checked me out. And it was okay. Nothing was wrong with my lungs. So why was I having this breathing problem? And I just couldn't understand. So then someone said, well, why don't you go and have an angiogram? And what they do there is they put me out and they put me on a operating table, and they take this a device, and they take it and they put it up my vein here, up here, and into my heart to see if there's any blockages, see if there's any problem with my heart. Of course, nothing was wrong with my heart. I mean, I'm macho. I mean, I'm a worker. I love to get out there and get busy. It can't be my heart. Come on now. So anyway, they checked me out for that, and they got into my heart, and they found out that what was wrong was a lot of my arteries were blocked up. See, on the outside, the heart, for instance, if you can see this picture clear enough there, there was, for instance, a blockage there of 80%. And another artery, there was a blockage of 100%. Blood wasn't getting to my heart. And here's another blockage, for instance, which was 70% and 60%, and all these, there were 7 blockages in my heart. Now, I didn't know anything about these kind of things. I never had any heart trouble. But blood wasn't getting into my heart, and I was in a rough shape. You know, I looked good, but I looked absolutely awesome. I thought I looked pretty awesome. But anyway, it's like a banana. I mean, it's not one on the outside that counts. It's not the peel. It's the inside of the banana that counts. And outside of Ron Edgecombe, it was looking good. But inside, he was sick. Oh, was he sick? When I went to the doctor and he found this out, he said, you've got to get an operation. I said, well, doc, I've got this appointment, this appointment, this appointment, this appointment. No, he said, calmate. He said, sit down, take it easy. And it's like this. Doesn't that look beautiful? But it's what's inside. And my insides weren't working right. So even though the day before my operation, I was out picking carrots and I looked healthy, the next day I was in the hospital. And here I am in the hospital with I don't know how many tubes coming out of me, how many wires going into me, but there I was in the bed. And what they did, they cut open here, and they went all the way up to here, and they took these veins, and they did what was referred to as bypasses.
And if you look at these pictures here, you see that they did a bypass. And then after, to get in there, they cut me open, and then they took a saw, and they and they opened up my chest. Now, my wife said not to put this picture in, but anyway, I'll get rid of it. But that's what they did to me. They actually took my heart out, evidently, and they bypassed the blockages, and they took veins from my leg. And it was a very interesting thing. I looked on YouTube 3 or 4 times. My wife said I shouldn't have, but it was blockages. It was blockages. I was unhealthy, and I didn't know I was unhealthy. And then what they did after the operation, they actually wired me together. And I have wire in here. And if I pick up my suitcase too heavy, I feel it because it opens up this side. And so I'm sort of all fixed up. And I belong to the zipper club. Now, how are you going to translate that? Zipper club. A zipper is a zip like this. Anybody else here belong to the zipper club? I'm sure there is. Nobody. Nobody's had open heart surgery? Well, anyway, I became a member of the zipper club. And here I am. See, there was a problem, dear friends. There was a problem with my heart, and I didn't know it. And you know, as I sat there for a whole month not doing anything, I started thinking about this whole idea of this physical heart and this disease I had. I mean, it's a disease, they call it, a disease of the heart. And I realized that as I was sitting around for hours and hours and my mind was wandering, I began to think about the similarity between the physical heart, you know, boom, no, this side, boom, 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 and the spiritual heart. And I started studying the Word of God because, you know, the arteries are so important, and one of the most important organs, of course, is the heart. But, you know, to have a healthy heart, to be physically, I certainly ate right. But maybe it was all of those steaks in Argentina, you know, twice a day sometimes for 3 months, for about 30 years. Maybe that's what plugged up my arteries. But if you eat right, if you're active, and I was active doing bicycle riding, and you know, if you maintain an appropriate body weight, I don't think I'm overweight. Let me just pull it in a bit. But you know what I mean? You can look at these things. I quit smoking. I never did smoke, but I mean, if you smoke, you should quit. If you control the cholesterol, that was probably one of my problems. And these are just things that I've been studying. Avoid excessive alcohol and maintain stress. So these are physical things to keep your heart healthy. I would like to see that. I see people taking pictures. You go ahead. Now, how about a spiritual heart? Now, this is even more important, dear friends. The spiritual heart is more important. You know, just before I went to the hospital, because there's a percentage of people who die on the table, because they actually take your heart out and you put on a heart machine, and there is a percentage. So I did a few little private things, you know, like my Gideon ring went to one son and my other ring, you know, and I did a few little things like that, because it would have been a win-win situation for me if I had died on the table. But God provided a way that I wouldn't die then. But you know, for maintaining a spiritual, you know, you've got to eat right too, and that's the Word of God. You've got to, if you don't want to have heart problems spiritually, you've got to read the Word of God. You've got to eat right. Got to eat. Isn't it wonderful? Did you enjoy the meeting this morning? Woohoo! Did I ever enjoy it? I'm telling you, it's been a while since I've had a meeting like that, and it was beautiful. Then you got to be active. You got to use your talents. You know, when I look at your bulletin here, I think of all you lovely people out there listening to me rant and rave up here, and I think of young people. Do you help them? Do you help in the Sunday school? You've got talent, and your talent is for the edification of the local assembly. Any ability that you have, whether it's music, whether it's singing, whether it's working in the kitchen, whether it's helping prepare the tea, you have to use your talent. If you don't use your talent, you're going to have heart problems. Then another one here, for instance, maintain your weight. Strip off all sins, the sins that always are around us. We've got to get rid of those. We've got to quit smoking, quit bad habits and company. Maybe it's those people you stick around with that they're taking you away. Sure, you're here today. Praise God, you're in the right place at the right time. But maybe it's a facade. I don't know. Maybe you're here because you're here. Now, that's profound. You're here because you're here. Well, we won't go into that, but you know what I mean, because you're always here. But you've got to quit it. Smoking. You've got to watch your cholesterol. Walk in and live the word. Live the word. Avoid excess alcohol. Avoid all evil. Manage stress. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy in Jesus. So if you want a healthy heart, this is what you have to do. Are you with me? Oh, good. Okay. What does the Bible say about our heart? And it's very interesting. It says, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thought of the human heart was only evil all the time. This is what the world's heart's like. This was my heart spiritually before I accept Jesus Christ, before he washed me in the blood, before he cleansed me because of what Jesus did. This was my heart. You know, I like what another verse says, the heart is deceitful beyond all things, beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, searches the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds desire. Our heart naturally is wicked. Now, I'm not talking about killing and stealing, but you know, it's those thoughts, that innermost being. So we have to be careful. I like what David said. You know, David wrote, examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my reins and my heart. We are to pray that prayer often. Even though it seems things are going good, things were going good for me physically. I mean, I was working, I was... Physically, there was a problem. And maybe in your life there's problems. So you have to say, Lord, examine me. Examine me. David says this. David wasn't talking about the physical heart here. He was talking about the spiritual heart. And that was so important. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. This is Psalms of David that he wrote. Maybe you just got to take time for a spiritual checkup. Maybe it's time for you and I to look at our hearts and say, well, are some of our arteries blocked? I didn't know my arteries were blocked, but I didn't examine my heart. Now, maybe my spiritual heart, since I had this problem with the heart, I've examined it. I've examined it because, you know, less praying will block one of your arteries. You know, if you don't look for Christian fellowship, that will block an artery. And you know, if you don't desire to go to church, you're here today, that's good, great. And share this message with others. But these are things that will block our arteries and make us worldly Christians. Spiritual zeal gone. Maybe less reading of the Bible. These are things that can block your arteries in your spiritual heart. And we have to examine ourselves. I have to examine myself as a preacher of the word. And sometimes, you know, we need a heart transplant. See, before, of course, our heart was black. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what happens after. Maybe we need a heart transplant. Now, what are some symptoms of a healthy heart? We saw some symptoms of the first, express an attitude of gratitude. Are you thankful what God has done for you? Are you excited? Now, of course, you don't rant and rave like I do. You don't just stand on the street corners and give out Bibles like I do. But in your own sweet, loving Christian way, are you grateful what God has done for you? Are you content? Do you seek opportunity to give? Give of your time, give of your talent, give of your abilities. Are you a person who uses your talents to glorify God? Oh, I wish I could sing. I would sing to you now, but if I started singing, everybody would run out of here. But if you can, sing for Jesus. Practice the piano. Practice the piano. So you can be used of God. Spend time with God. Not just that 15-minute. Daily bread is excellent. I use daily bread every day of my life. But that's only about 5 minutes. Share God's goodness with others. Tell people about Jesus. You know, Halloween now, of course, maybe this is a bad subject to bring up, but a lot of my Christian friends, they turn all the lights off shut the door, and when the little kiddies come knocking on the door, nobody's home. Shh. Well, I don't like Halloween. I don't like all the goblins and all those things. But we gave out 80 tracts with chocolate bars, of course. And when those little goblins come up to the door and I go, whoa, you scared me here. God bless you. And the parents are all standing out there watching me. And I'm just, God. Some of these things, Easter, here comes Peter Cottontail up and down the bunny trail. Oh, I don't like that. But we can use these things for God. And we've got to share his goodness with others. We've got to devote time to serve him in some small way, in your own loving way. We've got to value family. Well, what are some symptoms of a spiritual heart disease? Well, ungrateful, never satisfied, always quejándose, we say in Spanish. Quejándose, oh, I don't like, the taxes are too heavy. No, no, the wrong person got into the election. Oh, do you know Trump? You know Donald? Do you know Trudeau? No, let's show people that we are happy Christians. Sure, we not agree with everything, but we've got to be grateful and we've got to be satisfied. Constant worrying about money. Taxes are too high. This, that, the other. But these are diseases. Busyness, just being busy for busy's sake. Excuse for not giving. Find reasons for not using your talent. Yes, I think sometimes we got to get to that, the doctor. And you know who the doctor is? Jesus. Jesus is the doctor. And notice the knife. They used that knife on me. Right here. Cut me right open. Just like a stuffed turkey. But God uses the Bible to cut us open sometimes, and that hurts worse. That hurts worse. But thank God for the Word of God. Thank God that there's a sharper than any two-edged sword. We've got to get into it. We've got to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needed not to be ashamed. We've got to saturate ourselves with the Word of God. We've got to impregnate our minds with the Word of God. And then we'll see if we have some heart problems, spiritual heart problems. Yes. The Word of God shows us very distinctly, as it says up there, I will give you a new heart. That's what we want, a new heart. We want to get on fire for Jesus. Jesus does heart transplants. And even though we think things are going good, I thought things were going great. I went to Argentina, and I worked and came home, and I worked, I preached, and worked and went up to Humble Island, a Bible camp for the seniors' work thing, and worked. But something was wrong, and spiritually. Spiritual disease. We've got to realize that. It's dangerous to ignore the signs of spiritual disease. And we've got to be careful, and we've got to realize that, you know, there are people spiritual dead. We get numbed. How many people of my friends, my age, I know I don't look 74, I look 54, but you don't have to keep saying that. But you know, they stay at home and they watch television because they don't need to go to church. But God says, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. And I'm preaching to the choir, but you can share there with some of your friends. You're here, God bless you, and I hope he is blessing you.
Because it's exciting, but there's many people in our churches spiritually dead. Their heart has been hardened. Their heart has all the valves blocked up. And the world loves to do that. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. This should be our prayer. And we should ask God, you know, operate on me, God. Cut out the bad parts. Open up my arteries. Let me breathe again. Help me, Heavenly Father, not to get dizzy. And he will do you. He'll listen to you. He loves you. We've got to ask for a clean heart. And that's very, very important. Yes. We've got to get the broom out. We've got to get the soap and the brush out. And we've got to ask God to help us to clean our hearts up, our spiritual hearts. Because, as I said, that is so much more important. I was going to listen to this, but, well, we'll maybe just listen to it for a second. Just a second. Can we turn that up a little bit, brother, please? Jesus came down to earth so we could have a clean heart. He did this for you and for me so we can have a new heart, a transformed heart, not a black heart. He died so you can be born again, and you are born again. That most of you are probably. That's why you're here at the Lord's Supper. But how about your heart? Is it really clean? Are the valves open? Are you excited about Jesus? Do you want to tell people about Jesus? Do you want to give out the beautiful tracts you have and the Bibles and the pamphlets you have? We are set free. So maybe you need a heart check. And I trust that this has encouraged you to check on your heart, your spiritual heart. Check, talk to the doctor, Dr. Jesus. He is the best physician. He loves you. You know, I had a great physician, a Korean fella. He looked about 17 years old and only been doing it for 8 years. But he came and saw me on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it was a holiday weekend. Woo! Now that's a doctor for you. But Jesus is with us 24/7. And he wants us to be healthy spiritually. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Dr. Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for his love and kindness. And thank you, Heavenly Father, he was broken for us. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that each of us here this morning will have our hearts checked. When we go home this afternoon, help us to make an inventory of our spiritual heart. Help us, Heavenly Father, to clean out those arteries that are blocked with different things that are clouding our lives up. Help us and guide us and direct us. And we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. The next meeting, we're going to be talking about the heart of God. So you stick around. Thank you.